Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer. This is facilitated space for you to slow down and be still in the presence of God. So whether you're listening with a group, on your way to work, cleaning your house, or in a focused time of devotion, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. Christ is present with us. As a way of focusing our hearts and our minds in this present moment, as a way of being present with God, let's take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can, and then gently breathing out. As you move back into steady breaths, be aware that the very breath that you're breathing in is the presence of God. Allow your heart and mind to rest in this moment. Let go of any thoughts, any worries or concerns from the past or anything pressing from the future. The goal of this time is simply to be with God. Whatever has been is past. I'm going to be reading from Mark 4, verses 1 through 8, and 13 through 20. As you hear this passage, I invite you to listen for any phrases or any words that may stand out to you. Be aware of how they make you feel. Be aware of any memories or pictures that may come to mind. A lot of times, God will speak to us through our experiences. For Christ is God incarnate in his creation. He is always engaged and involved, moving and speaking. He's not too mysterious or far away, but he is present with us. So rather than seeing life experiences or circumstances or memories that come up in this time as distraction, invite you to let God into these. To become aware of the nearness of God in your experiences. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and he sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching, he said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, and because of the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown." As you hear this parable, what comes to mind? Does your life resonate with this story, with these words? If, like the disciples in the time that they heard this, if, like them, you struggle to understand the depth of what Jesus is saying, I encourage you not to be frustrated. Simply ask the Lord to speak to you through His word. I read through this a second time, I invite you to be real with God, to be open and honest. What type of soil is your heart in this season? Where are the places in your life that the Lord is sowing His word into? Are there any places coming up in your heart and your mind, places in your life that is hindering the word of God to fully take root in your life? I encourage you not to get frustrated or discouraged. Simply acknowledge these places with God. And invite Him into these places. As the man prayed in another story with Jesus, Lord, have mercy on me. The Lord helps those who seek Him. He delights in showing mercy. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around Him was so large that He got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in His teaching He said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like the seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like the seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what is sown." Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful. Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching SLOW, that's S-L-O, on your podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to connect with us, you can find us at slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O-prayer.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.